sure you guys get to the restaurant by 8. Bernadette's meeting me there at 8:30, and I don't want to blow the surprise.
We'll be there.
Got it. Now, I have a question about the song. I was thinking at some point I could bust out a little rap.
No.
Well, come on, you haven't even heard it yet. Leonard, give me a beat.
I will not.
Oh, please.
No, I want this to be romantic.
It will be. I don't call anyone a whore, and the only time I use the phrase my bitch, I'm referring to you.
There he is.
Stop it. Stop celebrating me.
Woo!
Wait, and no woos. Yeah, oh, not you, Dr. Woo. You're fine. I want you all to know that you have no reason to applaud me. My so-called breakthrough wasn't the result of my genius. It was nothing more than a boneheaded mistake. So please refrain from praising me for it in the future.
Well, I don't understand. They didn't find the element?
Oh, no, they found the element.
No, no, stop it!
I don't need to take this admiration from the likes of you people. How do I make them stop loving me?
Invite them to live with us.
Boy, Bernadette is gonna love this.
Yeah, it must be nice to have someone do something so romantic.
Okay, you know it's not romantic? Rubbing it in someone's face.
Actually, it can be, but I told you sex doesn't count. I'm worried about Bernadette. I'm gonna call and check on her.
The National Science Foundation wants to give me a substantial grant.
Oh, that's a big deal.
I know. When will this nightmare end?
Hey, I get that you feel bad about all the attention, but still, what you did is amazing. We're really proud of you.
I'm not.
You're not?
Sheldon, I've been thinking about it, and you're right. You don't deserve any credit. All you did was misread some numbers on a table. A very easy table, too. Honestly, I'm embarrassed for you.
That's the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
Damn it, everyone's better at this than me.
Congratulations, Dr. Fowler. You just made the fort.
Guys, it was an accident at Bernie's lab.
Oh my God, is she okay?
Yeah, but she's at the hospital in quarantine.
What?
Poor Bernadette. Oh,
I hate to pile on the bad news, but I just got a raise.
Oh my God, Bernie, what happened?
Well, let's just say the next time you move a dozen vials of raccoon virus to the fridge, make 2 trips.
You're sure you're okay?
Yeah, it's just a precaution. If there was a problem, I'd be throwing up out of my eyeballs by now. Sorry I messed up our date.
No, don't worry about it. I brought the date here. Guys, come on in.
What's all this?
Well, tonight is the anniversary of our first date, and I wanted to celebrate it by writing a song for you.
Really?
Sheldon, get over here.
She might be contagious. Don't you think I'm having a rough enough day?
Sheldon!
If I didn't have you, life would be blue. I'd be Doctor Who without the TARDIS.
Is it me or does she not look so good?
A candle without a wick, a Watson without a crick. I'd be one of my outfits without a dicky. I'd be cheese without the Mac, Jobs without the Wozniak. I'd be solving exponential equations that use basis not found on your calculator, making much harder to crack. I'd be an atom without a bomb, a dot without the com, and I'd probably still live with my mom.
And he'd probably still live with his mom.
Ever since I met you, you turned my world around. You supported all my dreams and all my hopes. You're like uranium-235 and I'm uranium-238. Almost inseparable isotopes. I couldn't have imagined how good my life would get from the moment that I met you, Bernadette. If I didn't have you, life would be dreary. I'd be string theory without any string. I'd be binary code without a one, a cathode ray two without an electron gun. I'd be Firefly buffing Avengers without Joss Whedon. I'd speak a lot more Klingon, Kaloknecht Cockjaj Vong.
And he'd definitely still live with his mom.
Ever since I met you, you turned my world around. You're my best friend and my lover. We're like changing electric and magnetic fields. You can't have one without the other. I couldn't have imagined how good my life would get from the moment that I met you, Bernadette.
She's sick. I knew it. Bye.
I have to say, this is the best top ramen you've ever made.
I discovered a secret ingredient, the flavor packet. That sucker is well named. All right, lover boy, get ready, because there is a crap storm of romance coming your way.
Stop it. You're gonna make me cry. All right, you seem pretty confident.
Oh, I am. Maybe if you follow this trail, you'll see why.
Oh, rose petals.
Yes, the most beautiful and shockingly expensive of all the flowers.
You made the bed, you really are pulling out all the stops.
Okay, I gave this a lot of thought, and I finally found something to show you how much I love you.
Oh, wow.
It's the first edition of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I remember it was your favorite book growing up.
It's great. Thank you so much.
What?
Nothing. I love it.
No, something's going on. What's wrong with it? I remember you saying how great it would be to have a first edition.
It's true. I did. I did say that. When we were at the used bookstore together and I saw the first edition and I bought it.
Oh my God, I am the worst.
It's okay, it's really thoughtful.
No, it's not. I mean, what's thoughtful is everything you do. Here, you know what? Look at this. Look, here's the plane ticket you bought me when I was too poor to go home for the holidays and the rose you left in my windshield just because. Here's the thank you letter you wrote me after the first time I slept with you. All 11 pages of it.
I can't believe you saved all this stuff.
Of course I did. It's you.
Come here.
Well.
Is that a pregnancy test?
Oh yeah, just the first one. I didn't save them all.
I can't believe I read this table wrong. I blame you.
Me? What did I do?
But you distract me. I've been distracted since the moment I met you.
Sorry.
Well, you should be, because all I can think about is how much I want to kiss you. And not just on the cheek, but on the mouth. Like mommies and daddies do.
Oh, Sheldon.
Amy. Did you hear what I said?
Can't talk in the zone.
I
on the next episode of The Big Bang Theory.